It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Recently, there have been high-profile attacks on Indian Americans. Last week, a Sikh American in Seattle was shot after being told to go back to his country. This follows the racially motivated killing of an Indian American engineer in Kansas. WNYC's Arun Venugopal considers the escalating fear in the South Asian community and how it's making some reconsider their place in American society.
Good morning, everyone. Kaise hain aap sab? This is Coffee, Tea and Me with me, Vicky.
Vinita Vicky Khanna is the host of a South Asian radio show that airs on 1170 AM in New Jersey. And normally she keeps things pretty light. Not this time.
I am feeling a little sad. I am feeling a little unsafe. Not for myself, but for my loved ones.
Her callers mostly agreed. This was just 3 days after a white man in Kansas killed an Indian American engineer, Srinivas Kuchibhotla. And listeners were scared of what seems to have been unleashed.
Whatever was under the surface, whatever was absolutely taboo, has got the license now.
So you are also feeling fearful?
You bet. Every single day. I think all of us have reason to fear. White, black, brown.
No matter what color, it doesn't matter anymore.
Vinita Khanna lives in a spacious home in the mostly white, wealthy suburb of Livingston, New Jersey. She's been head of the PTA and actively involved in the larger community since she moved here from New Delhi in the 1990s. In many ways, she's not unusual. Indian Americans have the highest median income of any ethnic group in America. They're also the most educated, often held up as a, quote, good minority, one that validates the notion that we live in a meritocracy. But historian Vijay Prashad says the Indians who initially moved to this country in large numbers were, quote, twice blessed. For one, many of them were born around the time of India's independence, so they didn't have to fight for their freedom. And two, they started coming here in 1965.
So they arrive in the United States after the civil rights movement has ended. In other words, after Jim Crow conditions have been removed.
And almost all of them armed with medical or engineering degrees.
In a sense, they were golden children.
Coveted by their adopted country, financially successful, and unaware of the history of segregation. They certainly faced some discrimination, even violent incidents. But the community didn't really engage in domestic politics in a big way until after 9/11. And then it was primarily Sikh and Muslim groups, helped by a generation of young progressive lawyers and South Asian activists. The victim in Kansas, however, Srinivas Kuchibhotla, was Hindu and an IT worker, the very epitome of the Indian immigrant, even in India. And his death comes against a backdrop of extreme anti-immigrant rhetoric and hate crimes, as well as creepy videos like this. It comes from a site called Save American IT Jobs, which, according to BuzzFeed, is run by a 66-year-old white man. The video's jittery and handheld and takes us through a park in Columbus, Ohio. There are kids running around, men playing volleyball, women chatting with one another, all having a great time and all seemingly from India. For the narrator, this is clearly frustrating.
What happened to all the American people that used to live in this middle class, upper middle class type neighborhood?
He calls it mini Mumbai, not the Americana we all know and love. And most ominously, claims it's a takeover. The logo of Save American IT Jobs is an extreme close-up of an eyeball. Images of eyeballs are all over the website, and the message seems pretty clear. Indian Americans are being watched, and they're now on notice. Raj Goyal is a former state legislator from Kansas and is Indian American. He thinks that if there's an upside to all the fear, it's this. The community will realize that racism and xenophobia are very real parts of American society, after believing that those were other people's problems.
I think there was a sense of, look at the tremendous professional success of the South Asian community, and therefore there was perhaps a complacency among the community because of the success that we did not have to do some of the basic building blocks that other immigrant communities have had to do.
Meaning a reluctance to organize or to reach out to other communities of color, including those that haven't had the same degree of economic success.
And I think this has shattered that sense of complacency.
It may have. An activist told me she's hearing from many people in the community who, for the first time, want to do something. And crucially, she said they don't see this as something affecting just Indian Americans or Hindus, but all communities of color. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.
Vigils for the victim of the Kansas killing have been held in a number of cities, one coming up here in New York at the Gandhi statue in Union Square on Friday at 6 p.m. Today would have been his 33rd birthday.